Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The 1-2 on the way again, and a swing and a fly ball deep right center field. Rojas in the gap on the run at the wall. It's off the wall, and the game is over. It stayed in play, but plenty deep enough to win it for the Jays. And they come running out of the dugout to celebrate with Kirk as they beat their former closer, Jordan Romano, tonight. 2-1 the final as the Phillies lose the walk-off.
Yeah, not great. That was an annoying one last night. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. But in today for Hugh, as he is on his Bucky's adventure, is Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, how's it going?
So I've also been to Bucky's, but let me tell you.
Oh, you have?
Oh, I've been to Bucky's. I've never seen, though, someone love Bucky's the way Hugh Douglas's timeline is loving himself some Bucky's.
5 a.m., he's in the bathroom at Bucky's and putting videos up. It's kind of weird.
The video of him walking in, recording the person at the cashier, like, why is this happening right now?
That poor woman.
I could just see the smile on Hugh's face.
Yes. We'll do a little check-in with Hugh Douglas on his trip down to Georgia's. He's off for a couple days. Elliot in today. Elliot, how you doing today?
Doing good. I'm excited to be working with you. I feel like we very rarely get to do a full show together. Obviously, Kyle as well. Excited to see if I can get Kyle angry.
That'll
happen at one point. So I'm super pumped to be here.
All right. We got a lot to get to. 215-592-9494. A good giveaway coming up in a little bit. We'll get to some Eagles stuff, including CJGJ responding or talking about what Vic Fangio said.
As he always does.
You knew he would.
The tweet and delete is a signature move of the CJGJ.
He takes the bait every single time. So we'll get to that. And the latest on Joe DeCamera versus Jack Fritz. It seems like Jack finally he finally stood up yesterday and didn't let DeCamera push him around anymore. So we'll get to all that. But Ellie, we got to start with the Phillies. They lose last night. It's an annoying loss. Look, Romano loses in the ninth. I don't trust him at all. But the big issue last night was they didn't score more, right? They had one extra base hit. It was the Castellanos home run. But they had an opportunity, Elliot, in the fifth inning. So they load the bases with the bottom of the order, and they could bring the top of the order up. Bryson Stott, Trey Turner. And this happened when Stott got up. And really, it was this moment that I realized an experiment we've been doing for a while. We got to stop it. Here's the fifth inning. Bryce is tied up. Bases loaded, one out. A chance to break the game open.
Base is full. Kepler at third. Romuto at second. Marsh at first. Another 3-2. And a swing and a pop-up playable near third. Barger is under it. The infield fly rule called. And Barger makes the catch on the infield grass. And Stott, a long battle, but again, he's out number two.
All right, Elliot. And then Turner popped up. But really, it's Stott that had my attention there. Because, you know, about a month and a half ago, Topper made the decision against right-handed pitching. They're going to put Bryce Stott as leadoff hitter. And I think a lot of people really love the idea because Bryce Stott kind of like is what we think a leadoff hitter is supposed to look like. He takes pitches, he works the count.
Yeah, it's like a, you know, that meme, what you ordered versus what arrived.
Yes.
Like we thought he could be a leadoff hitter, but when you actually see it, not as much.
Yeah, he just doesn't do enough. I mean, like, he works pitchers, and I do think he gives a quality at bat, but at some point you got to produce. So I heard Scott during the broadcast last night say, as a leadoff hitter coming into the day, his on-base percentage was 300. Obviously, he didn't have a good night. So it's under 300 now as a leadoff hitter. He has an OPS under 700. I looked this morning. 28 of the 30 leadoff hitters in baseball have a better OPS. Like, the Phillies are at a deficit every single day because he just doesn't provide enough. And Elliot, I'm ready to move him off the leadoff spot. I know a lot of people wanted him to be the guy and like the way the lineup is. I just feel like we're doing one hand tied behind our back, right? We get our three best hitters between whatever order you want to put them, Turner, Harper, Schwarber. And instead of those guys starting the game, we're starting this thing with Bryson Stott. I'm ready to move side of the leadoff spot. Where do you come down?
Yeah, I am too. And I'll admit, hands up, I was in the camp of try him there. You look at him the way he, fouls off pitches. He does take, it seems like, a lot of pitches when he's at the plate. I was into the idea, but it's not worked out. And here's where I'm at with the leadoff spot and kind of with this team in general. I'm ready to put Schwarber back at the top. I think this team has been at their best when they have Kyle Schwarber leading off for them. And look, there's the leadoff spot in the traditional role of what you want from them and all those things. But I just think this team gets such a mental advantage when Kyle Schwarber is the first person to go up. And last night was such a good example. The bottom of the order gets on base, right? They do their job. And you're supposed to have, at that point, your best hitter go up, or at the very least, one of your top two hitters.
Wait, before you go on, like, I was looking this morning. Fernando Tatis hits leadoff.
Yep. Shohei Ohtani.
Francisco Lindor. Yep. Like, guys that bring, like, thump, or at least they get on base a lot, and we don't have that.
So, one thing you'll learn about me, Joe, maybe you already know it about me, is, like, when I get into something, it becomes, like, my whole personality. So, probably 8 years ago, I got obsessed with baseball books. I must have read 20 baseball books.
Oh, wow. I didn't know this about you.
Oh, it was big, big time, right?
Oh, we got to have a baseball book club then.
Well, I forget everything about
it. Oh, you're done.
Yeah, that was then. Yeah, I enjoyed the year. Yeah. But one of my main things I'll always remember for that is, like, people spend way too much time worrying about, like, the machination of the lineup. You know what I mean? Like, well, he's a leadoff hitter. So, like, here's the bottom line. The Phillies are at their best when Kyle Schwarber is at leadoff. Like, we have seen this. He brings pop, to your point. I just think this team has the talent in the lineup. They could probably use another bat, which we'll get into. But ultimately, the Phillies are a team. They're at their best when Schwarber's leading off. They're having fun. They're playing Dancing on My Own. Like, that's who this Phillies team is. And I'm sick of watching them run away from it and try to change and try to be something they're not. And this whole experiment at leadoff is such a good example of them trying to go away from what's worked in the past. Maybe they won't win a World Series with the way they do things, with Schwarber there, with, like, their mentality, with, like, the locker room celebrate or clubhouse celebrations. But you know what? I've seen them come a lot closer doing it that way than this way when they are trying to play around too much at the top of the order. So for me, I would put Kyle Schwarber back up top.
All right, 215-592-9494. So it's funny you mentioned the books thing. I've probably read some of the books that you read that year when you were into baseball books. Mm-hmm. One of them, and speaking of lineups, the thing that a lot of people seem to have realized over the years is the order probably is overrated, but you want to stack your best hitters. Like, that's your best chance to score runs. Put them all together. And then eventually they'll start hitting at the same time and you'll score runs. And I feel like that's the problem right now is we are giving extra at-bats to a guy that doesn't deserve him, Bryce's
100%.
Stott. So while I've always been a Schwarber leadoff guy, and that was like I lived with that for years, I actually might surprise you on this because I'm not ready to do that. But here's what I am ready and wanting to do. I want to move side of the leadoff spot, and I want to just move everybody else up a spot. So, like, Turner's been two. And Harper's been three, and Schwarber's been four. I'm just going to move those guys up to 1, 2, 3. Turner one, Harper two, Schwarber three. Because I do feel like if we move Schwarber to leadoff, which I know it's worked before, we have nobody to protect Bryce Harper. Like, that's the one thing that Schwarber and the switch they did this year was trying to accomplish, which is have someone behind Bryce Harper. Because we saw it early in the season. They stopped pitching him. We've seen it in the playoffs before when it's Castellanos or it's Bohm. You know, they will just pitch around Bryce Harper. Yeah. So I feel like if we put Turner 1 and Harper 2 and Schwarber 3, at least we have that. At least we have someone to protect Bryce Harper. Because I just, like, last night bothered me so much. Because if the lineup is your way or my way, right, it's not Stott, then in that spot we either have Turner, Harper coming up or Schwarber, Turner coming up. And we just, if they have it one of our ways, they're scoring runs last night in that spot.
Yeah, 100%. And so I do agree with you. They need someone to protect Bryce. I mean, you know, I'm talking about the past success. I don't think it's a coincidence that in 2022, when they went all the way to the World Series, they had somebody protecting Bryce. And last year, 2 years, like, they haven't had that guy, right? Reese got hurt in 2023, wasn't obviously here last year. So, yes, I agree with you that you need someone to protect Bryce. But for me, to your point of what you're saying, like, when you're creating the lineup, you want to stack them all together, but you also want your best guy at the top. And this year, that's been Schwarber.
It has.
Schwarber has been their best guy. He's been their most consistent hitter. Because also, it comes down to this. Who do I want not only leading off, but in a big spot, who do I want at bat? And you can make an argument for Harper. Obviously, this year he's been a little more consistent. He's coming off an injury. I know he had a home run two nights ago, but you know, I don't know if he's shown that same power this year. Schwarber has shown that same power. And when he's at leadoff, I think this team just gets in a level of comfort that I'm not sure they've completely gotten in this year. I know they have a good record, obviously, but a lot of that's been the pitching. That's not really the bats. When Schwarber's up top, they just seem like everything falls into place. So I get your point. But I am disappointed, to be completely honest, with you abandoning Schwarber as leadoff.
Well, I'm not. It's not an abandoning. No,
like you can say the little, you know, whatever move. First of all, does Harper even like to hit second?
Major league buddies. We don't do that.
Well, like he
cues out. So Elliot's got to be major league buddies.
Look, the best players on the team should get to do what they want, right?
Geez.
Yes, that's 100% how it should go.
Absolutely
if Harper wants to hit third, he should hit third.
Oh,
if Schwarber wants to hit leadoff, he should hit leadoff.
What if they both want to hit ninth?
Well, I'm not okay with that. but regardless, in the top, like I'm a big believer though that the best player should get to decide where they go in the lineup.
Yeah, for the most part. Here's what I need today. I need Bryce to start not in the leadoff spot. We're gonna have the Phillies play a day game today. It's a 3 o'clock start in Toronto. Jack's gonna have leading off at
two. Must win game.
Yes. If they lose another series, we're hitting the panic button.
Yeah.
That we can't have that. So it's a big game today. The Bryce and Stott experiment. I know every time Topper talks about this, it feels like there's like a scale. Like he does work the count, and I think there's value to that because the more pitches he sees, you know, and hitting leadoff, like eventually you get that starting pitcher out of the game if he wastes like 25 pitches. I think there's value to Stott, and I like Stott. He's a good defender, quality at bat,
but he
doesn't hit enough.
Well, but to your point, he is like the reason you put your best hitters at the top of the lineup is they get more at bats. Like
yes.
Stott is not one of their best hitters. He's even a top five hitter.
So I would say Turner, Schwarber, Harper, right?
Right. I would argue Castellanos. Like, I'd rather have Castellanos up in a big spot than Stott.
Yeah, I mean, he's,
playoff time.
At the best, he's their fifth or sixth best hitter.
Yeah.
Right, at the best. And
that's not somebody you want to prioritize at the top. And to the other thing, too, the Stott thing just feels like an unnecessary experiment to me. I know that they want to try more things this year because come playoff time, he's been reluctant to make changes.
Yep.
I get that, but at the same time, you do have to also do what works and what's best for the team. And Stott leading off is not best for the team.
Now, his numbers, I mean, they're pretty dreadful at the leadoff spot. His on-base percentage is under 300. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, we're ready to end the Bryce and Stott leadoff experiment. Are you? And is it time to move Schwarber back to the leadoff spot? Kyle, where do you come down as the Phillies lose 2-1 last night? In part, because they couldn't break that game open when they had a shot.
Yeah, I'm with Elliot. I'm disappointed in you.
Not only
because of the Schwarber thing.
You go to bat for Schwarber for years, and now at the point of like a point of inflection here, you're abandoning.
No,
it's a joke. And this is not
pledge-like
activity.
No, you know what? You know what's being lost here? I am giving Trey Turner a huge bump to the leadoff spot, and no one will remember this when everyone says I hate Trey Turner. I'm advocating for him to leadoff every day.
Or are you setting him up to fail?
No, I'm not setting up to fail.
Is he setting him up to fail, Kyle?
Yes, of course he is.
I think he is.
His offense has been pretty good this year.
It seems like you're going to pull the tablecloth out.
See, you guys are reading too much.
Well, first of all, Elliot and I took the pledge seriously. I'm starting to question whether you did.
Pledge?
Or not.
I did take
and
the
now
pledge.
Now it's all status quo.
I created the pledge, okay? And the pledge was to react every day to what happens.
Yeah.
And no, I want Stott out of the leadoff spot.
I also need Stott out of the leadoff spot. And I don't know. I understand the whole protect Harper thing, and Schwarber obviously gives him the best protection. But we've seen this team go deep into the postseason for years without Kyle Schwarber hitting behind Bryce Harper. Like, the best version of this lineup for a few years has been Schwarber at the top. And I understand there's the old school mentality of putting Kyle Schwarber at four. He's your power hitter. But, like, I look at the Dodgers with Shohei Ohtani at leadoff. They lead the league in batting average as a team. They lead the league in home runs as a team. They lead the league in RBIs as a team with their best hitter at the top of the order.
Like, Padres with Tatis.
Yeah, I just think about that spot that came up in the game last night. And if the bases are loaded, do I want slap hitter Trey Turner up there, who doesn't meet the moment? Or do I want Kyle freaking Schwarber up there, who always meets the moment with a bang? I want Kyle Schwarber.
It was a good bang.
It was a good bang.
I need Schwarber up there.
So, but here's what I would say, too. So I get the protecting Harper thing. But protecting Harper matters less if there's no one on base.
Of course.
Like when he comes up. So I just think ultimately you want, I know you're going to put them both in the first inning, but it's more important that the leadoff guy gets on, in my opinion, than it is that you prioritize protecting Harper.
Yeah, I'm trying to thread that needle and do both. If they put Schwarber back in the leadoff spot, you know I'm not going to be mad about it.
I can see it in your eyes.
I'm a Schwarber guy.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like you're a Trey Turner guy.
That's a twist on things, being a Trey Turner guy. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. I think it's been time for a while. The Phillies have just danced around this, and they have so many other issues. We really haven't harped on this. I mean, the bullpen clearly isn't very good. The defense, and we saw it last night when Marsh couldn't get to that ball in the gap that he should have. He should have caught that ball. The defense isn't very good. The one thing they have that's great is starting pitching. We've ignored this because it hasn't been the biggest issue.
Well, and the other thing, too, is last night was kind of like the worst nightmare as a Phillies fan. Like, when you project how they'll lose come postseason time,
bullpen, defense.
The bat's going silent and the bullpen blowing it.
Yep. Yeah. And the one thing that we could get, like, people forget, I think, last year the starting pitching was good against the Mets. That wasn't the problem.
Yeah, the bullpen blew it.
Yeah. Every time we talk about the Phillies, well, they have great starting pitching. Well, they had great starting pitching and they went out in four games last year. You need other things. Chris in Middletown is up. Hey, Chris.
Happy Where's Waldo Day, man.
Good morning, Chris.
Well, what up, Chris?
We're going to check in and see where Hugh Douglas is at some point today as well.
Is he still at Bucky's?
He might be. I have a working theory he slept there in the bathroom, but we'll save that for later. Go ahead.
Well, I want to share something about Douglas. I got a little report on Douglas. So I guess they are also getting one of the many faces of Hugh. They're getting selfish Douglas, because if you notice in his video, when he pulls into Bucky's, mm-hmm. before he goes in for his self-admitted two-hour stay in the bathroom, he parks at a gas pump. Talk about a major violation.
Hold on. I have a different feeling on that. It was 5 o'clock in the morning, and there's 100 gas bays.
No.
You can take a spot.
No circumstance. I hate when people park their car, pump gas, and go inside. Like, I hate that.
No, but wait. I think at Wawa at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 7 in the morning, like when it's really busy, that's totally wrong.
Wrong's wrong. No matter the time of day, wrong is wrong.
So when I used to do nights and after Phillies games, and I would go home and I need gas, and it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm the only one there. I can't pump and go in and get coffee.
You have no idea what's going to happen in those 5 minutes.
Yes, I do.
A bunch of cars could come up. Someone would come up and want to use that spot.
Stop.
Like, pump your gas and get off.
What are the chances at 1 o'clock in the morning or at Bucky's at 5 a.m. there's that many people that need gas?
Chris, I'm happy you called them out
this
for this.
This is wrong. Chris, go ahead.
So, Joe, to your point before we move on from this, I'll follow your logic, and he's still wrong. You said he got there at 5 a.m. He admitted he's going to be there until at least 7 a.m.
Well, I didn't think about that.
Morning rush hour.
Yeah.
So still major violation. So let's move on.
Okay.
Kyle and Elliot.
Yes.
ESP, I can't believe I'm going to agree with you, but
welcome
you know,
to the right
side. Don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe today with this character. You're sitting next to Mr. Joe Giglio. Kyle is 100% correct on Joe. He's setting the table for the Turner fall.
That's I'm giving exactly him the leadoff spot. Does anyone hear what I say, or do you just hear what you want to hear? I'm giving him the leadoff spot because he's been consistently good.
I listen very intently, and I hear what I hear.
Okay.
So I need you guys to go over and check the box, because I bet you any amount of money, the wand is missing, and he's holding it under the table. Pause.
No. You got to relax. I am fine with Trey leading off right now, and Schwarber batting three and Harper two.
What a tepid endorsement that was.
I'm fine with it.
You're fine with it. Sounds like Vic talking about, you know.
He's better than Stott. I know that.
It's like how much Vic was for Huff. Okay?
Exactly, right.
Exactly. So listen, I want Bryce to lead off. That makes the most sense. He is the best player on this team. He is the captain of the team. I want him there. It works, you guys said, for Tatis, but you know who else it works for? The best player in Major League Baseball in Shohei Ohtani. So I want Bryce.
So, Chris, where I would disagree with you on this, and I hate to part sides because I love being on your side of things, but like, I don't think Bryce is the captain of the team. I think Schwarber is the captain of the team. And this year, I think he's been the best player.
For my take, he's the captain.
There you go.
Team.
I like that. That's why I like your calls, Chris.
For what I'm saying, this is what I need to say.
Exactly. We fit the narrative to fit our story. So here's what I want, guys. I want Bryce at leadoff. But here is a problem. This is the biggest problem with this team. Will the players let them make these moves? Will Topper have the stones to make a move? We need leadership. We need leaders to take control, because we need a championship. Stop worrying about their feelings and do what gets results. Man up. Lock in. Stop being S-O-F-T.
Soft.
His commitment to doing the like Eagles chant thing every day is it's impressive.
I would say most days, I'm not even sure what word he's going to chant.
I don't even know what he spelled right there. Well,
soft.
Oh, soft.
He,
okay.
Commitment to not be soft, and then okay. He chanted soft. So I keep waiting for him to trip up over spelling because you try to chant.
Yeah, it's tough.
I mean, a lot of people we know around here.
Ask the mayor.
I mean, can't even chant Eagles.
it's right.
It's the word we all say the most, and some people can't even chant it. Aaron is in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. What's up, buddy?
You know what is? We're talking about what's wrong today, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's wrong?
What's that?
Is when you talk about attending a Beyonce concert or a Taylor Swift concert without starting with, my wife really wanted to go to this concert, so I bought tickets, or my daughter is a really big fan.
Well, first, to be clear, I attended both concerts, not either or. I went to Taylor and Beyonce, and I proudly went. Look, my wife was excited to go, too, but when we went to Beyonce, it was me and my best friend and our wives that went.
So who was the most excited, you?
I would say equally excited.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, it's a great show. Have you ever seen him, Aaron?
Fanboy.
Yeah.
Fanboy.
Yes, Aaron.
The other thing is your advanced knowledge of the Backdoor Boys and NSYNC.
Backstreet.
A little over the top.
Well, Aaron, I don't know how old you are, but when I was growing up, NSYNC and Backstreet Boys were.
Sounds like Aaron's afraid to express himself.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, it sounds like you have a strong opinion about this type of music.
Good artists are good artists. I mean, you got to give it up for people that are good artists.
A banger's a banger.
All right, and then a few more things that are wrong.
Hmm.
Joe, you and Kyle talk about you people, i.e. myself included.
Yep.
The loyal Eagle fans that think that they could do no wrong. What do you say? What is that? It's the Super Bowl what?
Super Bowl syndrome. Yeah, which you have. I mean, clearly.
Do you have anything on the Phillies, by the way, Aaron? Just wondering.
No, we're not talking about the Phillies.
We are, though. We're trying. Yeah. I mean, it said to me that the board in front of me says you have something to say about the Phillies.
Yeah, it's also not the Aaron in San Diego show.
Yeah, that's a fact.
What else is wrong, okay? Is Elliot suffers from what they call the Eagles Insider of the Year syndrome.
Mm. But that's a good thing. You want to be the Insider of the Year.
Yeah, I tried to catch that.
Nobody has called Elliot out on the Dallas Goddard fiasco.
Whoa.
Nobody called Elliot out on his draft day analysis.
Well, hold on, but I think he was right about
Goddard.
I was
dead right about Goddard. The draft day thing, I agree. I did not think Jahi Campbell was a possibility. But to be fair, I think 5 days out, the Eagles didn't think it was either.
Yeah, I don't think most people did.
And Joe, and no offense, you can play the tape back, but I called you guys a couple months before the draft.
Oh, my goodness.
I said, because of the Kobe Keenan injury.
All right, Aaron.
I just can't take it.
You're not going to be the insider of the year. Aaron, what are you doing at leadoff?
The worst.
So here's what I'm doing, is we can't keep doing the same thing over and over again, right?
We
tried Stott. We tried Turner at one point.
Well, Turner's done it a good amount of times to success this year. Turner has been a quality leadoff hitter this season.
The Phillies need to take a page out of the Eagles' playbook.
Oh, boy.
They need to start injecting youth. Hal Able is not in the starting lineup after two wonderful pitching displays.
He is in the rotation.
Now, Crawford is not up here.
He doesn't care.
You know, trying to you could do better than what Stott's doing with Crawford. It can't get much worse.
Well, I'm not sure. He's never played in the big leagues. What do you want to put Justin Crawford up here and lead him off?
The same thing. You know, you wanted to talk about Jalix Hunt yesterday. Same thing about Jalix Hunt.
No, but Jalix Hunt. No.
I think there's a difference between the pressure of leadoff and Jalix Hunt taking rotational snaps.
Yeah, Jalix Hunt. Like that's like calling Crawford up and batting him eighth or ninth. Like, that's different. You make it sound like Jalix Hunt was their number one edge rusher the entire season. What are we doing here?
No, Jalix Hunt, they injected youth into the lineup, and towards the end of the year, he became an important
So I think a better example for you, Aaron, like as fellow Beyonce fans, we can help each other. Like, Quinyon's a better example.
Yeah.
Like, Cooper. Like,
yeah.
Jalix, I get your point that the Eagles went to youth and that helped them. I just think the spotlight of a leadoff hitter on a team that's trying to win a World Series is a little different than what Jalix did.
Yeah,
it's more what Quinyon did.
Call him up and let him get his feet wet. So you want Justin Crawford as the leadoff hitter, who hasn't played in the major leagues.
I want something. I want them to inject youth. You know, we've got this farm system that we coddle and we baby. It's time to see if they can put up
All right.
If not, then they shut up and they go back.
Yeah, but they're trying to win games in the meantime. All right, Aaron, we appreciate it. 215-592. That was
don't appreciate that.
That was kind of brutal.
It was annoying.
It was
I like an outside the box idea though.
No, the idea was fine. Yeah, but yeah. You know, we don't need to do the whole the Backstreet
people
Boys
really
thing.
Really triggered by me going to Beyonce. I know. She's one of the best artists of our lifetime.
Yeah. I was it because you called into the afternoon show from the or you were like about to go to the concert?
No, I think it's I posted about it on Twitter.
Oh, that was it. Yeah, that's usually what bothers people. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. So the Phillies move Kyle Schwarber back to the leadoff spot. The Stott thing is not working. It's not. His on-base percentage at that spot is under 300. Elliot wants Schwarber back there. I'm willing to put Trey Turner. Turner, Harper, Schwarber, 1, 2, 3 in the order. All right, we'll get to the good from last night when we come back. And no Hugh today, but we will give the prize away that we have. And it's a great prize to tell you about in a similar way. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Roden swings and grounds one to short. Turner's got it, and that'll be the end of the fifth inning. A 1-2-3 frame again for Mick Abel. What a start again for the young right-hander.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giller, Elliot in for Hugh today as Hugh made his trip down to Georgia. We'll check in with what we saw on social media from Hugh coming up in a little bit as he made his way to Bucky's. But last night, Elliot, as we discussed the leadoff spot, and we're both ready to move Trey out.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
You're just abandoning your boy. I'm sticking with Schwarber.
Move Stott out. I want to move Trey in. I want Trey and Harper and Schwarber 1-2-3. You want to put Schwarber back in the leadoff spot. I wonder where everyone comes down. But there was a good last night in the loss, and that was Mick Abel. Elliot, we knew coming into the season the Phillies' strength was starting pitching. It's even stronger than we thought because, you know, like they had the five guys to start the season. The idea was Andrew Painter's on his way, and we'll do a Painter watch check-in later. But Mick Abel was a guy they drafted in the first round, I think, 5 years ago. Very choppy minor league career. He kind of like fell off my radar, but then he pitched well this year. Made a spot start a few weeks ago when Nola got hurt. Pitched great. They sent him back down, like, all right, and they came back last night. He pitched well again. He's done something no one has done in like 125 years. First two starts, scoreless innings, and zero walks in his first two starts. He looks legit.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about how he was a high pick a few years ago. I think one thing I've learned just from covering the Eagles, but just being around athletes, like everyone has their own pace sometimes. Yep. Like we see so many people be good in their first two or three years. If it doesn't happen, you think it never will. And you look at him, and you know, I was listening to Jack do the final out last night. Like, he has come up and pitched better in the majors than he has in the minors in terms of like his control and like his he hasn't walked anyone, as you said. So we use this term a lot, like an abundance of riches, or you know, a good problem to have. Like, they truly have like what, 8 really good starting pitchers?
Well, look, Taijuan Walker, who I thought was pretty decent this year.
Yeah.
He's now full-time moved to the bullpen. So like they had so much already, they were able to move Taijuan. And Painter, you know, probably isn't more than a month or so away. So they have like 7 or 8 legitimate starting pitchers.
Well, and it's not just that. It's like guys you trust too.
Yep.
You know, and like Nola, we can get into a debate about how much you trust him, but he has at the very least been consistent. Like, you know what you're going to get from him. Obviously Wheeler, Sanchez, Ranger has been amazing. I can't believe I'm forgetting his name right now.
Sanchez, Nola, Painter, Lizardo.
Lizardo. Just put the braids in. I mean, they have enough starting pitching where they could legitimately use one as a trade piece. But I'm not like rushing to trade Mick Abel.
I'm not either, unless it's for a piece that like is a long-term piece. Like, because before the season started, if Abel's name came up, I would have said, like if they need something at the deadline, just trade Mick Abel.
Right.
That's changed now. He looks legit. And you know, you mentioned Aaron Nola. So we heard yesterday that Nola had a little bit of a setback. He has a soreness on his side along with the ankle issue. I can't believe I'm saying this because I've always liked Nola, but he just hasn't been very good this year. They're better without Nola right now. This season, I think Nola's record, I know record isn't the only way to view a starting pitcher, but like I think his record was 1-7, and he kind of earned those 7 losses.
Yeah, he wasn't good. Yeah.
So if you take that out, they're 36-17 when Aaron Nola doesn't pitch. I mean, they have been better without Aaron Nola, and we heard from Topper last night after the game about Mick Abel. It sounds like the Abel thing, he's not going back to the minors anytime soon.
But Mick, I know you had said, you know, before the game that we'll kind of see how he does with Nola's situation, like that sort of thing. Is this an opportunity now where he can maybe stick around for another start, or is that...
Oh, he's going to be sticking around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like Topper's a fan. The way he like answered that, like,
no question about it.
He's sticking around. Well, at some point, they're going to have to make a big decision because, like, they're not going to have a 7-man rotation.
Well, the other decision they need to make, which ties to Abel and all these pitchers they have, is when the deadline comes, are they reinvesting in this team, or are they thinking about the next iteration of this team? Because the players we're talking about, like Schwarber, Castellanos, Real Muto, Turner, maybe Turner not as much, but like they could all be gone next year. Like, the next iteration of this team is slowly starting to show its face with Painter.
Yep.
You know, they have good Justin Abel, Crawford, Abel, Jack's BFF down in the minors.
Aiden Miller.
Like, so the next iteration of the team is coming up. And I think with the starting rotation too, Nola, who knows, right? They just signed to a long-term deal, but when pitchers lose it, they lose it quickly. Zach Wheeler, obviously awesome now, a bit on the older side, you never know. They are like starting to put together what could be a really good next version. Ranger's a free agent, but like Lizardo, Painter, Abel, you know, Sanchez, like you now are staring in the face of a legitimate next rotation that can be really good. And they got to decide if they want to trade some of those pieces to help this version of the team or if they're going to prioritize the next version.
Yeah,
of the team.
And look, Abel's the one people are going to call about now. I mean, I think most teams are going to realize they're not going to trade Painter, so yeah. That's probably not even. But if I'm a team and the Phillies call about anything, the first thing I'm asking now is I'll take Mick Abel. Mm-hmm. And after the way he's pitched, I'm not looking to move him. I like what I've seen so far. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls on all this, including the leadoff spot. We're all ready to move Bryce's thought out. He has not hit well in that spot, and it feels like we've just ignored it. Can't ignore it after last night. He had a chance to blow the game open, didn't do it. I want to move everyone up and Stott out. I'll go Turner, Harper, Schwarber, 1-2-3. I still want to protect Bryce. I'm giving the bump to Turner. But Elliot over here wants to put Kyle Schwarber back in the leadoff spot.
Yeah, call me crazy for wanting
to do
what works.
You're not
that
crazy.
We have seen work. Well, I don't know if you are a Schwarber guy anymore.
I am
after
clearly.
This. So for you to say it's not crazy, I don't know if you feel that way.
I'm not. I am but clearly a Schwarber guy. I just want to protect Bryce.
I want the best player, and I want the captain of the team to use Chris's point, but to do it correctly. Like, I want that guy is Schwarber this year, and that's the guy that I want up in big at bats. But it's also the guy, like, picture this, Red October. You know, who do you want walking up to the plate in that spot? And Schwarber just carries more confidence and leadership, I think, than Trey Turner going up in that spot.
Well, you know, regardless of who you agree with on this, it's not Stott. Yeah, I mean, Stott just right now, it's meek. Every time he hits the ball, it's meek. There's no power, and he doesn't hit much.
Let me ask you this, though, because we know what we would do, or at least I know what I would do. Your idea, I'm sure you'll, you know, Turner, Schwarber. But what do you think the Phillies will do?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you think they will actually abandon the Stott leadoff plan?
I think they might soon. I do. Yeah. So I've heard Topper asked about this recently, and he was kind of like going back and forth, like the scale of what's more important, working a good at bat, right, and seeing a lot of pitches versus the production. And I think the scale is tipping towards there's not enough production. Like I don't think Bryson Stott needs to hit like Tatis or Otani to make this work, because you know if he gets on base a little bit in front of Trey and in front of
the guys there,
right? Then I think it could work, and he sees a lot of pitches, but His numbers, they're bottom of the order numbers. Like I think the Phillies will make a move sooner than later.
And the other thing is, I do sense an urgency with this Phillies team I haven't sensed in past years.
Yep.
So I think in past years, now they might have not tried it, but I think they would have abandoned it quicker. I think this year you could see them do it quickly to try to win.
Well, games. 2 weeks into the season, they started this. So, I mean, he's given it about a month and a half. I don't think there's much time left. 215-592-949. Let's grab Jeff, and then we got to tell you about the prize we're giving away today. Jeff, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
What up, Jeff?
Absolutely do not put Schwarber back in the leadoff spot.
Why?
You're giving up RBI opportunities. And have they not been successful so far this year?
Well, last night there was an RBI opportunity with Stott up. And if you had Schwarber there, maybe we're talking about a win instead of a loss.
Yeah, but you can make that case for any situation during the game. I'm just saying in general, I would rather have Schwarber's given up probably 15 to 20 RBIs at least the last few years by batting in the leadoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
Probably has. He also probably scored more runs because he got on in front of Harper and Turner. But you're right. I mean, in terms of what you're talking about, he probably did.
Who else is qualified to protect Harper behind him?
Nobody.
Well, but I guess my question for you, Jeff, is what's more important to you, getting the leadoff guy on and having production out of the leadoff spot or protecting Harper? Both are important, but which do you prioritize?
Protecting Harper.
I would go with leadoff.
Well, just getting on base is not exclusively the leadoff's job. I mean, your job is to go up there and work the count, which Stott actually does really well.
He does. Unfortunately, there's just no production right now. I mean, like, Jeff, so I like his at-bats. Like, I'm a fan of Stott. He plays great defense, great play last night, but it just feels like he's a bottom-of-the-order guy that we're just pretending is a leadoff hitter right now.
I mean, we always have these conversations when a game like that happens where they only score one run. But just move Stott out of the leadoff spot and put Turner there.
So you're with me. Just like move everybody up and Stott out. Wow, this is rare.
I'm with you, Joe.
This is not normal, Jeff.
Wow.
About time you start seeing things the right way. I like this, Jeff.
I didn't hear the beginning of the show when Kyle told me what we were talking about. I'm like, oh, well, Joe's definitely going in with Schwarber leading. Mm-hmm.
That's what me and Kyle thought, too. Yep.
Yeah, I'm surprised to hear the opposite. So, yeah.
I'm a big Trey Turner guy. Everyone knows this. I want to lead off.
Always have been.
Jeff, good phone call. All right, before we go any further with your phone calls, we're going to get to some Eagles stuff in the 11 o'clock hour. Ellie, we got a great prize today. We have a pair of tickets to see a show called A Championship Season. The Mann Center, Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films came together to celebrate another Eagles championship season. This is a special concert event hosted by, you know, the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. It's July 24th at the Mann Center in Philadelphia. Ticketmaster.com is how you can get tickets. We have a pair to give away, though, and we usually play a game called Hugh's Clues. Well, Hugh's not here today, so let's play a little game while you'll hear it. Elliot's Clues.
Have you seen my dog?
Elliot.
He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking.
Elliot.
It's Clues. Come on in, come on in.
Elliot.
It's Clues. It's
Elliot.
Clues and you.
Great work on that song.
You can tell I got tired of saying his name by the end.
Very nicely produced. Yeah.
Yeah. Nicely done, Kyle.
What I'm back here for.
All right, Ellie, you got all right, so we're going to play a little game.
A little nervous in this seat, you know?
Well,
a lot of pressure.
Well, here's the thing.
Is it warm in that seat?
Well, I was going to say Hughes.
He actually
Hughes
hasn't
clues.
Sat down.
No, I'm a stander.
He's a stander.
I'm a stander.
We know Elliot has a propensity to do that too, though.
I know, with the seat. So
yeah.
So you know, you have a very low bar to clear. Most days, everyone hates Hughes. They like the game, but they hate the clues.
Yeah, his clues can be pretty
bad.
Tough to decipher.
They're bad some days. That's what most people think. All right, so let us hear. What do you got? Clue number one.
So it's a famous song that I've never heard.
There's a million famous songs. You're up Hughes' alley now.
It's a famous song, so think of music.
Okay.
Think of famous music. And I've never heard of it.
Think of famous music. All right, clue number one.
That sounds like you took notes from
Hugh. I know. This is a real Hugh Douglas clue. Yeah,
me and Hugh texting last night.
I'm not surprised. Maybe at 5 o'clock in the morning we zip Bucky's. All right, clue number one, a famous song that Elliot has never heard. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
What up, Will?
Hey, Will, what's up, buddy?
All right. I think you're right, man. I think, I keep saying, I've been saying it since the beginning of the season. Just like with the Eagles, right? They had to figure it out. They had to get the run game going, right? Because that's one of the reasons why we couldn't finish. We got the run activated, and we was able to win the Super Bowl. And the same thing with the Phillies. They got to get these bats activated, man.
Mm-hmm.
They got to – listen, they're going to have to hit their way to the World Series and win it. We can't depend on the pitchers, man. This has been our Achilles heel the whole, five seasons going on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got to get over that hump now.
So, Will, one thing, though, and I'm curious if you agree with me on this. I do think the Phillies bats this year, or the team in general, I should say, has shown a little more resiliency than they have in past years. Like, I think – in past years, and especially in the playoffs, when things have gone poorly, this team has folded, like flat out. Got all the way to the World Series, they get no hit.
Right.
6-7 at home, Arizona choke. I think this season has had a few inflection points where things could have fallen apart. And for them to be where they are record-wise, they are showing me a resilience and a mental toughness I've not seen from them before.
Yeah, I think the quality of their at-bats has been better this season. They grind more. I mean, the issue is, Stott, just for example, he's a grinder. He's just not that good. I mean, that's just the reality of it.
Right, and I totally agree, man, because, I believe, they are focusing more on hitting instead of bombing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They playing more small ball this year, and I'm loving it. They stealing more bases this year. I'm loving it. This is what they need to do in order to win the World Series. But this will be my five lineup. Sherbert, Turner, Kepler, Bryce.
Kepler Kostler. Three? No, Will.
I need that audio.
What are you doing? So Sherbert one.
Sherbert one.
Trey two.
Trey two. Kepler.
No, we can't do the Kepler thing. Why do you like Kepler so much? I don't get it.
Listen, you know why? Because he's going to get on base.
Mm-mm.
He's not. Listen, between Bryce and Castellanos, either one of them can light it up and bring them home.
Yeah, but I don't. Why do you want to give more at bat? You know, this is like your idea of batting Alec Boehm leadoff.
Will has the wackiest lineup ideas.
I know,
ideas
he really
I've ever
does.
Heard.
I love it.
I respect it. Yeah.
It don't hurt to try, man. I'm trying to tell you. Listen,
it might.
It hurts my eyes.
It might hurt.
The more I watch Max Kepler hit.
I'm going to say this, and then I'll go to the clue.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. Y'all sleeping on Kepler, man. You got him in the wrong lineup. You got him at the wrong number. He's a three hitter, man. I'm trying to tell you. And then it's going to be Bryce and then Castellanos. Both of them guys are guaranteed hits, man. I'm trying to tell you. Just try it and see where it go with that.
Well, I can't.
You want me to get started?
Max Kepler, guaranteed hit.
Yeah, Max Kepler has two hits in the last 3 weeks. All right, Will, what do you got for us? What is your guess for Elliot's clues?
Oh, man. Listen, the only song that came to my mind, Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Ah, we're going to hear some good songs
heard
today.
That one.
Yeah, of course you have.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good song.
Whitney Houston fan?
I would say I'm a bigger Beyonce fan.
You seem tepid on Whitney Houston.
Well, it's before my time. She's obviously very talented, and I like some of her songs, but I'm never putting it on in the car.
Is Whitney... No, Diana Ross is the one that Hugh's not sure if she's an actress or a singer.
Well, she's a singer.
Well, I know. I think most,
yeah, I think that's...
I think most of us know that. Yeah. Hugh Douglas does. And Mike in Wilkes-Barre. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Touching back on the situation here.
is I think we have to go with Turner in the leadoff spot now after Kyle talked some sense into me. And then if Bryce Harper doesn't want to hit two, you tell Bryce Harper he needs to hit two.
Exactly.
I disagree with that. Well, I understand you want Bryce to do what's best for the team, but yeah. The team is at its best when the best players are performing at their best.
But so, we just had Schwarber move around, no problem.
Yeah, and if he's willing to do that, fine. But if Bryce wants to hit in a certain spot, because let's say he gets to see more pitches before he goes up or whatever it is, I want to make Bryce the best version of Bryce.
Why are we okay
and
with
this? And he seems to really care where he hits.
Why are we okay with this with baseball? You're not the only one that has this opinion. Why are we okay with this mentality with baseball players? But we would never say this about Eagles.
I am okay with it with the Eagles.
But
when the Eagles run their offense, they run it off of what Jalen likes to do, because the best version of the team is when Jalen's at his best. The running plays for Saquon are the ones Saquon likes. Like,
let me ask you this. So, hold on, Mike. I'm sorry to interrupt you. AJ Brown was frustrated. He wanted the ball more last year. If he was like really frustrated and said, I need 6 targets or 7 targets a game, but they were winning running the football, would you be okay with that?
Yes.
No.
6 or 7 targets? What, are you never going to throw the ball?
But the point is, you got to do what's best for the team, not just for you.
But what is best for the team is what is best for the best players. What makes the team its best is when the best players are at their...
Just hit when your name is called.
He wants to, but I'm saying if Bryce feels better in the 3 spot than the 2 spot, why am I hurting Bryce's game to try to make the team better?
This is Major League Buddy stuff, Mike. This is ridiculous.
How much could it really hurt him if we're asking him to hit in the 2 spot than the 3?
Well, who do you think knows more about what helps him? Bryce or me, you, and Mike?
Me, you, and Mike.
I don't think so. I think Bryce knows more.
But Bryce is getting paid a lot of money, and we're asking him to do something for the team.
I agree. That's why I want all the money I'm paying him to go to the best, like, to be the best version of Bryce. Why would I pay him all this money and then ask him to do something he doesn't want to do?
But this is the culture that leads to Trey Turner playing shortstop when he should be in the outfield. Everyone's got to think about themselves. We got to think about the team. That's what's more important.
Which makes me think, who's running this team?
That's a good question.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I think it's Topper. Sometimes I don't think it's Topper.
Exactly. I really don't have a clue right there. And anyway, I don't think bringing Crawford up either. I just don't think it's ready yet. I don't think it's the time. He still has that 60% ground ball rate.
I know. People look at the... It's a good point, Mike. People look at the numbers, and he has seemed to hit 300 at every level, which is certainly encouraging, but he hits the ball on the ground a lot, and I feel like up here in the major leagues with better defenders, those probably are outs instead of infield hits, or, you know, they bleed through.
Yeah, I agree. Just let him down there. Learn to hit gap to gap for now, and his time's coming. I think the window for this team goes beyond this year. I like where we're at. We have the starting pitching, which is what we could build around. There's going to be money coming off the books, and we got a good farm system.
It is interesting. Elliot brought that up because a lot of us operated this season like the window's about to close. But with Abel and Painter and Crawford and Jack's guy Miller, potentially there's more years to this than we thought.
Well, I do think the window is closing for sure, because that next iteration is going to take a little bit of time.
It's almost like one closes, another one could open soon, though.
Yeah, it's very rare you see a team that has like the next version ready to go while the old one's still trying.
Yeah, it is. Mike, what do you got for us for Elliot's clues? What is the song that he never heard?
The song that he never heard. God, I don't even have a clue.
Well, here's a clue. It's famous.
It is a famous song, Mike. We appreciate it. This does happen. This is very much like Hugh's Clues. A lot of times people are mad at the first clue, and they don't have a guess the first time.
He quite literally did have a clue, though.
No, yeah. I know.
Like, we gave him one.
No, I know. There's a lot of famous songs.
You swiped out one football guy that loves Buc-ee's for another football guy that loves Buc-ee's.
I know. I didn't
know
this
about you.
So maybe this,
you know, the me and Hugh, very similar. People say that.
You know what? You look the same. Yeah,
very similar. Yeah.
I agree.
Same height when I stand versus when he sits. So.
Well, we found an article the other day because Hugh was talking about when he came back to camp after his rookie year out of shape. Mm-hmm. And there was a whole story in the New York Daily News from like 1996 about how fat he was.
It's got to be tough.
It was. But there was also there was a part of the story that said he's listed generously at 6'2" when he's probably a shade under 6 feet.
Wow.
I mean, they basically called him Shrimp Douglas.
I don't think that's true about Hugh, though.
You think he's 6? He's not 6'2". No.
I think he's way closer to 6'2 than 5'11.
Kyle, what do you think? 6'2? I don't think Hugh's 6'2.
Hugh, zero chances.
I mean, how tall is like Ike and Richie? I'm trying to think.
6'3. I think Ike's.
I think Hugh and Ike are similar size. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But
yeah, I think
even Hugh would admit he's not 6'2.
I think he's way closer to probably 5'7. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, so the Phillies move Kyle Schwarber back to the leadoff spot. Elliot thinks so. I want Stott out, but I want Trey Turner as the leadoff. leadoff hitter right now. Turner, Harper, Schwarber. That's how I'd go the lineup today. All right, also when we get back, CJ GJ responded to Vic Fangio's comment on why he was traded. We're going to react to that next. Midday Show, Elliott in for Hugh on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's seating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting part of the NBA. FanDuel Sports, because the official part of 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.